Hear that? It's the sound of someone whacking the ground with a rake. Specifically, they're beating around the bush, which we've done enough of in this ad too, so let's get right to it. The new Moneymaker scratch-off from the Ohio Lottery doesn't beat around the bush. Moneymaker. Play the game and you could win money. Up to $2 million. With more than $88 million in prizes, ranging from $50 to $500, Moneymaker cuts right to the cash. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
All right, y'all, welcome back to another episode of I'm Not As Thing As You Drunk I Am podcast. My name is Kat.
And this is your man, Kobe. What up, what up?
So, again, Kobe's not here. This is actually, wait a minute. I think I just fucked up. Okay, there we go. My bad. I fucked up, y'all. All right. So, this is episode number 63.5, because I'm going to drop this the same day we dropped the regular episode. But on the horn right now, we got a special guest. You want to come in, guest, and introduce yourself?
Yes. What's up, y'all? This is Neva, as known as, like, my real name is Juanita or whatever, but that's not important.
I mean, you ain't got to put all that out there if you don't want.
I just want them to know who I am, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, this is your girl, Neva, actress slash model slash entertainer all over, you know. I sing, I dance, I do all that.
So y'all, this is the one that we when I put the GTD out, I want to say it was two episodes ago or maybe three, that I put the was it Henny and Coffee song on the GTD, and this is the actual artist right here. So we got a real life celebrity in the house
in the morning.
Yeah. So I put that on the episode. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you right now, it was episode, in case y'all want to go back and listen, it was episode number 61. And that one was called, If You Can't Do That, Then I Don't Know What to Tell You. But at the end of that episode, I actually plugged your song. And then once the episode finished, I actually put an edit of your song in there. So yes, people could hear the entire stream of it.
Because you real, that's why.
So, and that was a bitch, by the way, just to get that audio file in its entirety and then format it and then install it into the program. Like, I was here for like an hour and a half getting that shit right. But I did it. I did it. I cheated the system and got it to work.
Yes, and I appreciate that.
So, well, because I didn't want to just play it like over the speaker or plug it in so you could hear it through the USB cord. I wanted it to be like people who were actually, you know, streaming it and actually listen to it from their headphones. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Yeah, because I didn't want it to be like, you know, back in the day, you'd make a copy of a song, a copy of a copy, and it just wasn't the same.
Yeah, it's not the same.
I didn't want that. I didn't want that. I wanted it to be the actual audio quality of it.
Yes, that's why I freaking love you, man.
Oh, well, you know, I love you too, baby. Like I said, all right, so me and Neva first met working together, and we ain't going to say where we was working, but, you know, we was working together, and that's how we first met. And then she started doing some side hustles and started making these desserts. Nah, y'all know I'm not real big on desserts. I don't really have too much of a sweet tooth unless it's Twizzlers. I love fucking Twizzlers, but I wasn't into it. And she came to me and she was like, yo, I'm selling these little, the mason jars of these dessert trays. And I'm like, all right, I'll cop one from you just to show love, you know, and help her out. And when I tell you I became a crack addict that day, I would come to her after that first initial jar. I was like, yo, whenever you doing these, you let me know. And I think I was buying them from you like in twos and threes.
Yes, you were. Absolutely.
And then everybody was like, yo, where you getting that from? So I ended up buying them in like six and sevens because everyone was giving me their money to get them from her.
And so many people tell me, though. are coming to me. I'm like, oh my God, how the hell do you know me? Oh yeah, so you know what he told me. He said the Oreo was the best one. So can I get an Oreo?
Like, yo, I was loving it. I was loving it. Like I said, it was smooth though. Because it was good. And like I said, I'm not one. I don't eat like cakes and cupcakes and shit like that. That's not my thing. But yo shit, like you put like fucking LSD in the shit. Like the shit was fire.
Yes, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. You didn't even know I was hip to the Beatles, did you? Did you know?
I'm with it. You know what? That doesn't surprise me though, because you're such a free-spirited individual.
Yes.
You know, like, and getting a little personal. I'm real transparent on this show. At least I try to be without giving too much personal information away. But right. Y'all, I would call her on certain days and she was really trying to coach me through meditation and giving me advice and sitting with me and talking to me. And like I tell y'all that I'm a huge supporter of male and female friendships. Like, yes. This is my dog. Like, this is the homie. She could ask for anything from me and I give it to her. And there has never been a sexual relationship, a dating relationship, nothing between the two of us. We've always been just homies.
Like, this is real, man. And I hate when people say like, oh no, the opposite sex cannot be friends. Like, yes, the hell we can. Like, you know, it's a lot of people who put a little dirt on our names when it's,
yeah, you know. And it's like you and me, we've gone out in group settings where it's, you know, 20 of us all together, and we've gone right. out just one-on-one, just you and I, whether it's right. two. Oh, matter of fact, there you go. Yeah, because you used to be my movie buddy. Every week we would go to a movie, you and me.
Yes, I miss that, man. I feel like I haven't seen you in forever.
It's been forever. I ain't been back in forever. I haven't been back. I've been back one time, twice in 2020. One for my daughter's graduation, and then once because it was a regular visit. But then COVID hit. Then my knee was fucked up. Like, I've missed so much of this year. This year can fucking suck it.
Yeah, when I found out your knee was messed up, it was like, because I remember you was like, yeah, I tore my ACL. I'm like, what the hell? Mm-hmm. That was a minute ago. You told me that. I'm like, what?
Yep, I was a legitimate crippled. I was handicapped in real life.
Yeah, I know, you know? That ACL, that's some serious shit. Like when the basketball players tear their shit.
Yeah, see, like, so they thought it was my ACL, but it was really my LCL.
Shit, that's close enough.
Right, well, because the ACL is the muscle on top of the knee, like in the front of it, facing forward when you walk. Your LCL is on the outside, the left side of the knee.
Oh.
So it's virtually the same muscle. It's just on a different section of the knee.
Right.
You know, it does the same thing the ACL does, just from the side. And that's the one I fucked up. Which was crazy because the right side of my knee is what was fucking swollen. But, I mean, I don't know how the body worked. It just worked.
Yeah, because that's how it is with the tooth. Like, you can have a toothache. It could be the bottom row in the back, but it'll feel like it's the top. Because yeah. of the way the nerves are set in your freaking jawline and in your body, period. Like,
it had me fucked up, like mad fucked up.
Yeah, I can believe it.
So, I mean, it basically told me we gonna sit down, and I'm like, no, I got this. And my knee was like, no, we don't sit the fuck down. We ain't doing shit.
First man, the universe, our creator in the universe, know how to do certain shit. Cause I know you, and you are a really hard working dude. It probably was a time for you to just sit down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I didn't like that. Like, I almost lost my fucking sanity. One, I hate being out where I'm at. And then two, like you just said, me not working drives me fucking crazy. I hate that shit.
And we're one and the same, so I can understand.
Yeah, like, and it wasn't even like I could side hustle. I couldn't do nothing. I was fucking stuck.
Yeah, I can understand it.
Like, so, right now, you know, it's all good. You know, everything comes around.
Yeah, I haven't been working for a month. And it's like every time I try to, I'm like, okay, I'm ready. I'm ready to come back. And then I start back doing something. I'm like, damn, I'm really not ready. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Yeah. So it hits you. Life hits you.
Yeah, like I'm really noticing, like, okay, well, I really need to sit down. You know what I'm saying? But it's really killing me on the inside. I'm so hyper.
But you know what? It's your spirit, because you are you have a mindset like none other. I've met very, very few people like you. which is why I have such an affinity for you. That's, you know, that's why I got love for you. Is because your mentality is not wired the same as most people who I know and talk to and cool with.
Right.
And it's that makes me love you and just think the world of you. You know what I'm saying? Like nobody could ever tell me nothing ill about you. Not to my face.
Aww.
You know, cause it, and it's just, it's your spirit. Like you are such a, this is going to sound weird to me. I look at you like a liberal hippie.
I am. That's no, seriously. Like I'm a hippie, but you know, hippies back in the day, they were like, oh yeah, I love peace, da da da. But people looked at them as like ditzy and like dingy. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
But I'm more like, yeah, I'm there, but I'm like, I know some shit. I know a lot of shit. You know what I'm saying?
So right, like, right.
It's like next level type shit. And I really feel like I was just meant to be this person. You know what I mean? That's why I just let it all hang out. I don't give a fuck. You feel me?
You know, and it's that mindset that makes me appreciate you, you know? And I know we were talking, you know, very shortly before we started recording about what we was going to talk about, because we really just doing this episode from the hip. And you brought up the topic of closed-minded people. And that's something that I'm with it. I want to hear your thoughts about it and your irritations of it, because I know it fucks with you. Because just a simple matter of how we was talking a second ago about how you and I have a legitimate friendship, you know, it could be, and I'm gonna use an extreme example. Something mad extreme. If you was at my house and took a shower, you could walk out with, you know, fucking naked, water dripping. Like, where's the fucking towel? And I would, you know, and I say something like, dumbass, you walked past it or some shit like that, because it's legitimate me having respect for you. You know what I'm saying? And the fact that I would never want to jeopardize anything to make what you and I have go away.
Right.
You know, but something like that, everybody else would look at it a different way and think something ill about it, you know? And it's, yeah, like, that's not the case. But that to me, that's how you was talking about closed-minded people. So I want to get a little more into that and talk about it, what your thoughts are, certain encounters you done came across, and how you've handled certain situations.
Well, like, closed-minded people, that, like, fits so many different categories. But I know, like, for one, like you mentioned earlier, I am very much so a hippie, but a lot of people don't feel good about that. Like, they look at me as like I'm worshiping a devil or some shit like that, which that is not the case at all. You know, like, being a hippie is just being open-minded to being free-spirited and knowing that we are all human and nobody knows what's right for real. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, why not just accept people exactly for who the fuck they are? So, like, I don't have no type of problems with gay people, white people, black people, Chinese. It doesn't fucking matter to me. Like, I mess with everybody, and I feel like, you know, we are all connected in a way. I don't care what race we are. It's only really one race. You know, I really believe that, which is the human race. Mm-hmm. It's not about the colors and all of that. And until we all figure it out, like, you know, we really are one because we are all human. Like, until that day happens, like, it's going to always be a problem. But at the same time, like, while you're dealing with, you know, just normal day-to-day life, being an American, you have to know that, like accept people exactly for who they are, because at the end of the day, we don't know. Nobody knows better. Nobody really knows better. So it's like, being closed-minded puts you in different categories as far as like, oh, I'm going to deal with these people because they're better than these people. And if you cuss out loud, you're horrible. Or if you have sex before marriage, you're just fucking going to hell. And
oh, well, I'm going to hell.
All this extra shit. It's just so many categories to being closed-minded. It goes so fucking far. It's like with religion, with day-to-day regular life, and just thoughts on, hey, maybe there is a fucking alien on this bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, it goes so far. It's like so many different categories. And I feel like until we all come to grip with the point, I mean, with the fact of we are all connected and we are all fucking human, bro. We're human. So we're going to fuck up. We're gonna do dumb shit. We're gonna not know some shit. We're gonna know some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. why are we all pointing the finger? Hey, you're wrong because you do this. Hey, you're wrong because you follow Trump. Hey, you're right because you follow Biden. Hey, you're wrong. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm, who's mm-hmm. to say who's fucking right or wrong? You know what I mean? So it's like half the time, I don't even like to speak my opinion because of the way people misunderstand me because I'm so fucking open. I'm open-minded to any fucking thing. Like, even if you say some dumb shit, I can't fault you for saying it just because it's dumb to me. I can't just be like, hey, like if you say some dumb shit to me right now, hey, that's fucking stupid. Like, I can't say that. That's rude as hell. Cause who's to, like, you could be right. You know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. I can't even do that. But people who's closed-minded, they feel like they are always right. And whatever you do is like the worst thing fucking ever. And, you know, you need to be doing this. You need to be doing that. You need to be doing this. You need to be doing that. But at the end of the day, we all need to be creating a life that we can actually live happily in. You know what I mean? Like, that's right. That's really the big picture. You know, I'm not worried about God judging me or nothing because I really deep down inside feel that he doesn't judge anyone. I feel like humans judge people, each other. You know what I'm saying? God mm-hmm. doesn't judge anybody. I don't feel like he will ever let the devil win and give him all his people or none of that. Like, that's just my beliefs. But like I said, closed-minded people, it falls into so many categories. Like, we can go on and on for this topic, and I feel like it's just fucked up because we are really so fucking connected. We are so much alike. You know what I mean? Like, if we could all just sit down and talk, we would see how much alike we really are, man. But we don't want to hear each other. So it's so fucked up. It's so corrupt. Like, it's so much shit going on right now because we are so stuck in our ways. You know, we are so closed-minded. We were teach, mm-hmm. We were taught a certain way. And
we were teach. We are so stuck. Right. You like, talking like me.
I've been dreaming a little bit, but you know, y'all get what I'm saying. We were taught a certain way, man. You know, like it's really not our fault, but it's like we're so busy pointing the finger at each other that we don't see that we are not the fucking enemy, bro. Like, closed-minded people, it's just like I said, it goes, I can go on and on about this subject. I feel like it needs to be talked about a lot more.
Something I do want to go back to is you said that you've had people call you a devil worshiper because you free spirited.
I've been called a witch. You know how many times I've been called a witch this year?
Legitimately, yo.
I've had dudes tell me I was a witch and they don't want to talk to me anymore. All type of shit before what? I got. Yeah.
I find that so hard to believe. Like, what the fuck? Why? Why?
Because I have stones and I burn sage. They feel like I'm worshiping something else, but all in all, like, we really are worshiping the same shit. Everything is the same. It's just like, it's described differently. But at the end of the day, it's one thing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, why do I have to be a fucking witch when Christians say they drink the blood of Jesus and eat his bread every fucking first Sunday, bro? That sounds more like witchcraft to me than anything, but me, myself, I was brought up in that. I was brought up as a Christian and all of that shit. So I that's why I feel so attacked when Christians come at me because mm-hmm. I know all that they know. I was raised like that and I still don't follow it. It has nothing to do with what I was taught. Actually, it has everything to do with what I was taught because the way I responded to whatever I was taught, they could never really break it down to me. So that's right. What made me always like, hey, maybe I am right. Like, I'm feeling something. Why am I feeling this? You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. where did this shit come from? If you can't answer me why I'm feeling this, I was 5 years old in Bible study asking them, like, why do I have these dreams? And they really fucking come true sometimes. You know, like, what the fuck is going on? You know, because we are tapped into the universe, the earth, the grass, the trees, each other, everything. Everything is God. Everything living is a part of God. But it's like I said, they're so stuck. They don't look at it like that. You know, they take everything that's metaphorically spoken as to literally spoken. You know what I'm saying? So they take everything as hell.
Like, so I just, I find it so hard to believe that people come and ask you talking about devil worshiping and worshiping and witchcraft because you got, and I know you got crystals because you be posting this shit and just conversations you and I had and talking about something about leaving them in the sun and charging them and and you know, and I've never been one to go along with it, but I listen and understand. It's kind of like it's one broad I met out here that was talking to me, and she was telling me about how she could see my color, and I didn't quite understand what that meant. But she was talking about that she's able to see people's auras and their color. Every intention has a color or something like that.
Yes.
And she was just telling me and talking to me about my colors and my auras and shit. And I'm listening to her. And she was actually like about a solid 80% accurate with it.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of like I was taken back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting it. And even though I don't fully understand it and get the grasp of it, I get the concept, but I didn't look at her like she was a witch or no evil deity or nothing like that. But I don't know. And this is like just the extreme that she is to how you are. I don't understand how people can come at you and talk about devil worshiping and witchcraft and all this other nonsense that how is you saying that from somebody just from them talking about what they like to do or what they believe or how they practice certain shit, you know?
Right.
I don't get it.
Cause this is what worked for me. Like it's not like I don't force this shit on nobody, but
right.
I've always had a healing heart. I've always had a healing spirit. So mm-hmm. people has always come to me to tell me shit and I've always been able to help them. Why am I so able? You get what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, this has
been proven to me too many times for people to just tell me I'm a witch. Like, no, it has nothing to do with witchcraft. Everything that I do is just like what Christians do. I just don't judge people. I just don't have a fucking book that I go by, like a whole law list of things, like don't do this, don't fucking mm-hmm, do that, mm-hmm. don't do this. Look down on people who do. That's the difference. You
right,
know what I'm
right,
saying?
Right, right, right. Well, I with that, I'll attest to that and be a witness to it because, like I said, you've known me for the better half of a decade now, right. And when I met you, I was going through my divorce. It was just starting, and
right.
after my divorce, I was in a very serious relationship, and when that ended, I was very, very hurt. I was more destroyed by my relationship ending after my marriage than my right. marriage was. And you and I had very detailed and very in-depth conversations to where I would even joke with you and get irritated because I'm not somebody to be on the phone talking for mad long, right. you know, 5 minutes and I'm done. But right. with you, we would literally be 3 hours, 4 hours into a conversation. And I would remember stopping during the conversation like, yo, we've been talking for 3 fucking hours. What the fuck? You know? And you was like, well, I mean, hey, it is what it is. But it didn't feel like, it felt like 10 minutes. But yeah. we would legit be on the phone for hours. And I don't do that normally. Like for me, if you can't text it to me, call me. And if you call me, you got 5 minutes to tell me what's up before I'm done with the conversation. But for whatever reason, you were able to tap into a different aspect of me. And you and I would cover so many topics in our conversations. And to reel it back in, you helped me out a lot, centering myself and getting myself back together. I've made no stripes about my addiction in my previous years. And with my relationship ending with a certain female, I was really worried about relapsing. And mm-hmm. you and I spoke about that in depth. And that's around the time when you started having me call you. I remember you would have me call you on Saturday mornings and Sunday mornings and have me go outside. You'd have me sit down. You would talk me through meditation concepts and different sitting stance, and I never got into it because I couldn't get it. I couldn't grasp it, but I was trying and I was listening. And one thing that I would say is that you did get me to sit down and just listen.
Yeah.
And I would just listen to the air, to the trees, to the ambient noise in the background. And it kind of made things slow down. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I talk mad shit to you, especially online when you be posting shit and doing your yoga videos. And y'all, y'all don't see her pages like I do, obviously. But she be standing on her fucking head, sitting on her shoulders, like her head, her body be in the shape of a U or an upside down S. And I be watching the videos and my shit hurt just looking at her. And she be doing this shit so slowly. Like, you move like a fucking caterpillar because you be just contorting your legs and then your hips is following and then your stomach move all while you standing on your fucking shoulders. And I be looking like, oh, fuck that. But I be watching because I'm like, that's fucking mad fire. I'm not going to do it, but that's mad fire. And it's just like the shit like that, like your personality, and you just really be into it because you be bigging it up. You be talking like it's just the littest thing ever. And I'm with it and I support it and I love it, but I just can't grasp it. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But with shit like that, it never ceases to amaze me. And I think that goes back to our original topic of closed-minded people, that I'm always so open to listen to people and understand everybody. I try my best to. And like I said, I understand that I can be an asshole at the drop of a dime, but I do give everybody one opportunity to be cool with me, you know? And you've never experienced my asshole because you've never given me a reason to. But I think you've witnessed it. Like, you've seen me go off on people, but I've never gone off on you. And I don't think I ever will, because it's just the way you and me get together and how we are. You know, like I said, I truly do admire you and respect you. I love you. I have a very deep admiration for who you are as an individual, not just a woman, but as a person.
I love you too, man. You always been a real person, man. Since the day I met you, I remember when I didn't even know what your name was. Mm-hmm. You came in the West LOC. Mm-hmm. You came back there and you was like speaking to everybody and shit. And you didn't leave me out. Like, I was like, it was my first week. Mm-hmm. You probably don't even remember that shit. But
no, I remember the day when I was talking, because that's back when I was running the Body Shop LOC.
Yes.
And so I just came back there, and that was really heavy in the union. So I just came back and introduced, like, yo, you know, I'm an ally for whatever you need. Holla at me, you know?
Yes. And you had the George Lopez hairstyle, bro.
Oh, Lord.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. George Lopez. Oh, my gosh. I was talking to Ashley.
Uh-huh.
You came to say something to her. And that's when I was like, oh, my God, he looks like George Lopez. And he was like, hey, what's up, mommy? How you doing and shit? But you had spoken to everybody before you spoke to me. So I'm like, I don't even know this dude. He's not going to say anything to me. And he was like, hey, mommy, how you doing? I'm like, shit. He said something besides Ashley, because she's so fucking cool. But
yeah,
besides her, like, you was just like, for real, because everybody else was like, who is this bitch?
Because me and Ash talk every single day.
Yeah.
There has not been a day we have not Snapchatted or text each other. And that's another homie. She's also a huge ally and supporter of my sobriety when it comes to drugs. I know she was very upset and disappointed in me when I started drinking again. But I get it. I understand why. But like I told her, the drinking was never a problem for me. The drugs were.
Right.
So, and I came very close to relapsing. And I definitely have to give my ups to Ash, because she definitely pulled me right the fuck back in the ranks.
That's awesome.
You know, because I was like seconds away from a relapse, and she cussed me the fuck out, and I was all for it. I love her for it. I will love her forever for that.
I can hear her voice right now. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, like she was dead ass on. She didn't give no fucks about my feelings or nothing. She, when I say she tore me a fucking new one, yo, my ass was sore for a month. But I love her for it. You know, I love her for it. You know, and like I said, and for you, the same thing. You've never given me the tough love, but you have been on me. And you would definitely call me out on my shit. Like, you know, if I'm fucking up, you would tell me, yo, you fucking wilding for that. You bugging. But it's other shit where you were like, no, fuck that bitch. You should have done this. And if I was you, I would. You know, but and it's like I said, it's shit like that that I really, truly do appreciate it. And I'm really not trying to titty stroke you or nothing like that. But I really do give you mad props and huge big ups for being you. And I appreciate you. I love you. I respect you. And I will always be here for you no matter what I can do. If there's anything that I could ever do for you, if it's within my power, I will absolutely do it. No questions asked. I will always respect you and admire you for you being you.
Oh, I love you, man.
I love you too, homie. I love you too, baby. See, listen, that's proof like that. Like I said, I know I have a flirtatious personality, and I'm sure that I came off flirting with you more than a couple times. Like you just said, the very first time I spoke to you, I don't even know who you was. And my first thing, what's up, mommy? How you doing? That's just me. You know what I'm saying? And it might not have even been nothing about me trying to get with you. That's just how I talk. But yeah, I get into so much shit about that.
He cool. I'm like, hey, how you doing? You're like, yeah, what's up? You know, you told me your name, every damn thing.
Yep. No, I said, you know, if you ever need something, holler at me. Here go my number.
And the next time I saw you was when we really started to click. That was the next time. Like, and it was like, what, a 2-year gap in between
it. It had to have been, because I ended up going back to the other side of our industry. And you still were stalemated for a minute before you came over.
Yep.
And when you came over, I'm like, what's, I know you. What's up, baby? You know, I had lost my power there, and I was just a regular worker at that time.
Yeah. I think you worked on the north and you just came to the west or some shit like that. It's so crazy.
I think
crazy.
That day I was dropping off a report from the body shop.
Yep.
And I just seen a bunch of people. I'm like, shit, I don't know these motherfuckers. What's up?
Yep. Yep.
You know, because matter of fact, because y'all had just started. That's what it was. Y'all had just started like a day or two before I got down there. And when I came, I'm like, all right, I'm about to run into a fuckload of people I don't know. And sure enough, there was a good 50 of y'all. I'm like, I don't know who the fuck none of these motherfuckers is. But what's up? What's good, my baby? What's good, brother? What's good, mommy? You all right? What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up?
Yep, I was fresh. I believe that was my first week.
Yep, and that's when I got cool. That was with all of y'all from the males on down.
Mm-hmm.
I said, but and it's been quite a few at all that I've tried to keep cool with and stay in contact with, and I will definitely absolutely say, and this is another thing again, and this ain't titty stroking you. This is just speaking, you know, like dead ass facts that even me being out here in Indiana has really took a toll on my mental and spiritual, because I really hate it out here. However, it made me grateful because it has displayed and showed me in flying colors and aces who is real and who's not. Because out of all the people that, yeah, you my homie and I support you, and people done been to my barbecues and cookouts, and you done been to some yourself, and you see how I throw parties and what I do, and going out to lunches and dinners, and from strip clubs to restaurants to you name it, you know, I'm always the one trying to buy everything and buy the drinks and buy the food and do everything because I want everyone to have a good time.
Right.
And I got 20 people on a daily basis talking about you my mans, I got you, my mans in 100 grand. I done came down here, motherfuckers forgot who the fuck I am. Phones don't work no more. Text messages stop coming. Checking up done ceased, but not you. You know, and we don't speak on an everyday basis, but there's, you know, times in and out that you would text me, what's good, homie, da-da-da-da-da. And, or, you know, I love sending my beautiful messages to people who I think are worthy of it. You know, and I'll send you a random text like, what's some shit I done told you? I'll say shit like, I hope you that your day is as beautiful as you are. And that's it.
Yep.
You know, but I enjoy doing shit because sometimes people just need to hear that. Sometimes people need their ego stroked. You know what I'm saying? And you never know what anybody's going through. So it's good to just do random messages like that. And it's never nothing about ulterior motive or I need anything or want anything. I just want you to know that at this point in time today, I'm thinking of you.
Yeah.
Wow, see, that's what I'm saying, you know? And like I said, being out here has taught me that because everybody who said they was there ain't really there. And it's good because I'm going to be back in Detroit one day. And when that happened, I know exactly how to play all you motherfuckers because I bet you it's going to be 100 people banging on my door talking about when's the next bonfire and when you're going to throw a party again.
Yep.
You know, and it's like, no, fuck y'all. Nope. I'm going to do it, but instead of 50 people, it's going to be 5.
Yep.
I'm going to have 5 motherfuckers in the backyard.
Where you were still keeping in touch with Todd, right?
Yep.
I remember that because I remember him telling me something when you first started the podcast. He was telling me he watched it.
Yep. He's been a supporter from day one. And it's like so there's an analytics site that I use that shows us our numbers from all platforms combined. You know, like in SoundCloud, you can pull up and see who's listening to your streams on SoundCloud. Or Spotify is a little more difficult to use. Same thing with Anchor, Google Play, Public Radio, you know, all the fucking apps that we're on. I think there's like 8 or 9 platforms altogether we stream through. And when I pull the analytics for the site, Todd has been a consistent listener from day one, has not missed an episode yet.
Yeah,
you know, and it's like, man, I dig that. I may support that, you know. And it's like, even though I can't see everybody's name, because sometimes it'll just say a stream from Detroit, Michigan, but it won't say who. But because Todd has made a profile, it specifically says his name, his picture, his device, you know. And so shit like that, I'm like, man, I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
He was so cool and sweet. Yeah, I miss Todd. I haven't seen him in forever.
I talk shit to him because, you know, he's all Mr. Vegetarian and shit.
Yep.
You know, but I laugh. I'm like, because he's the most cock dieselist vegetarian I ever seen.
Hey, that shit don't mean shit. Like when people, I was getting thick and shit, they're like, you sure you're not eating meat? No, I'm not.
I'm sitting there, I'm like, wow. Like, okay, go ahead. Do your thing, baby. Get down, James Brown.
Yeah, that's the vegetarians. We eat, listen. It's the littest food ever. Y'all just don't know. Like, people be thinking, oh, you just eat grass. Like, no, that's very rude, for one. Let me point that out. That's rude.
I mean, you don't just eat grass. You eat leaves also.
I eat leaves and all that shit. Sticks and quick. You know what I'm saying? You gotta put a mixture in there.
See what I'm saying? Give it a little flavor. A little flavor.
Yeah.
See, like, I'm with it. I support all that shit. I go vegetarian for a day or two every month. It's about as much as I can give you. I'm sorry. I ain't giving my steaks up. Fuck that.
Nah.
I'm just going to die early. That's all I got to tell you.
Better than nothing because a lot of people don't give shit up.
Matter of fact, my mans had put me up on these salads I be getting from Kroger. And they like 3 for $9. And they just like a little small snack, just something to energize you real quick. Mm-hmm. And they is mad good. Like, oh my goodness. I done went and bought like fucking 15 of these fucking things. Because these little salads is fucking bomb. They come in a little package. I'll send you some pictures. They just come like a little package with a very small little amount of dressing and little toppings. It's, you know, like a spoonful of shit. But the shit just be so fucking good for a snack on the go. Like, I'll be loving them shits.
Oh, yeah, I need parts. It's just not no meat in it.
Yeah, see. You don't got to put the meat in it. You can just dump the meat and just eat the salad.
Oh, yeah. Well, if it's like that, then I know exactly what you're talking about, because I have bought a couple of those salads where I just...
Right, where it's got the little tray on top with the little... Yep. Them the ones.
Oh, yeah, and it'd be fresh, too.
Yeah. Because what happened was, this was a couple of weeks ago, I went to work, and this is when I just started doing my overtime, so I forgot to eat that day. And that whole week was fucked up. One day, I forgot my work badge. One day I grabbed the wrong pack of cigarettes. One day I didn't get any sleep. One day I forgot to fucking eat. Like every day it was something.
Right.
Not one day did they go right for me that whole week. And I got to work and I'm like, dog, I forgot to fucking eat shit. So I went to the fucking vending machine because right now during, because of COVID, the cafeteria shut down.
Right.
So I went there and I raided the fucking vending machine, and it was like I was back in high school again. I had a fucking bottle of water with some hot Cheetos and a fucking like I was really having a fucking high school lunch.
That's and crazy.
My man was talking mad shit. He was like, "Bro, how old is you? What the fuck is you doing?" I'm like, "Bro, I didn't eat today. I forgot." And he's like, "Man, well, look, I didn't eat my lunch, man. Take that. It's a salad and a tea." And I'm like, "Well, I'm not going to drink the tea, but I'll take the salad." He's like, "All right, bet. Give me my tea. Keep the salad." So I ate the salad. And when I got done eating it, I was like, "That was fucking fire." Like that. I'm like, "Bro, what would you get this from? What is this?" And he told me about it. And ever since then, I've been fucking smashing them boys one a day.
Well, that's a good thing.
Bad shit. I'm with it. I'm with it. Oh, shit. But yeah, no, you know, so just to wrap it up, because this is going to be a real short episode. I don't want to go into how we normally fucking have an hour and a half, 2 hour episode. I do want to thank you real quick for coming on, because this, y'all, so the way this happened, y'all, was I'm sitting here watching horror movies all night because this is my one day of the week off, so I'm in a horror movie kick, all right? And as I'm watching Scream 4 on a TV, which shouldn't even really be a horror movie, that should be a comedy, but anyways, I'm watching it, my phone goes off because you know how you just your favorites on your face on Facebook and Instagram, who you go through the most, always bings your phone. I got the alert that you was going live. So I'm like, all right, so let me see what my baby talking about. So I chimed in and I did the video thing with you on live. And I'm like, yo, when I got to get you on the show? And you said, shit, tell me when. I'm like, well, what you doing right now? You said, shit. And so this is how we started. I said, shit, give me 15 minutes to get the shit going. And boom, here goes the episode right now.
And here we are.
See, boom, boom. See, now that's what I'm talking about. That's fucking progress and what's the word I'm looking for? Results. That's progress and results for you. Ask and you shall receive.
Yes, sir.
So I forgot to do it on the original episode that's gonna also come out with this one, 63, original 63. This is gonna be 63.5. But I do real quick want to say, last week we had the girls from the Pretty Girl Snobcast come onto the episode. Their listeners helped us out big time. We more than doubled our numbers last week. And just want to give a real quick shout out to a couple of cities that are on our streaming list now that weren't there before. So I want to give a shout out to 4 listeners in Brighton, 2 listeners in Canton, 6 listeners in St. Louis, 6 listeners in Indianapolis, 1 listener in Dearborn Heights, 8 listeners in Addison. I don't know where the fuck that's at. And 9 listeners in Chicago. So those are the new cities that came up on our analytics here. So well, mass shout out to whoever y'all are. Appreciate that. Come back next time. And remember, this is your podcast, favorite podcast, and always tell a friend to tell a friend. So, Neva, baby, you want to say anything? You want to give out your socials where people can find you or any shout outs you want to plug real quick?
Of course, a freaking course. So you guys can find me on Instagram at NEEVA_THE. Entertainer.
That's right. Neva the entertainer.
The entertainer. That's on period, you know, because I'm my actress, model, actress, singer, rapper, goofy, comedian, all of that.
She dead ass does. So okay, so I don't know. Were you able to hear the episode I sent you the other day, but the one that I plugged you in on?
Yeah, I heard pieces of it.
Okay, so I gotta tell you this, all right? And I said the same thing on the episode. Was I really be digging your fucking song, yo? Like I get lost in it, and it fucks me up because I've always and very much am in tune to my sexual freakiness. Right. So when I hear the song, I'll be like, "Fuck yeah!" And I'll be vibing and having just random images, and out of nowhere, here comes your face because it's you singing. So I'll be having nasty thoughts and then here comes your face. And I'm like, oh, stop that. Ew. Move. And I'll be mad as hell, but I love it because I'm like, yo, that means I really do like the fucking song, yo.
because it's a freaking catchy ass in the morning.
It and it's so nasty. Yes.
It's nasty classy, isn't
it? It is. Like the shit you be saying, I'm like, fuck yeah, we gonna do all of that shit. Right, I don't even smoke, but I got some wood for you, baby. What's good? You know, and I just be thinking of girls I'm talking to, like, yeah, okay, and then here come your ass, boop. And I'm like, ew, no, listen, stop it.
That's why I said the line like that, because wood could be for two different things. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. What?
How your mind going? You know what I'm saying? That's what people love. Then they say that song, we keep the minds going, and some shit he said.
So I'm gonna put plug your song again at the end of this episode, y'all. All right. So this is gonna be the second time I put the song in its entirety at the end of this episode. All right,
yes,
so
y'all
Yep, on all the platforms.
Literally.
So, and then that's something, like I said, we are not allowed on iTunes, on Apple Podcasts. We're still waiting for our approval because it's a bitch to get through. You went through an issue, too, getting your song up there originally.
Oh, yeah.
But they allowed you in faster than us. They're still not liking me. So, anyways, whatever. But still, stream her shit. Fuck with her. Listen to her. She got some fire sexy ass pictures from her modeling career. She got some fire sexy ass pictures from when she be catering. She got some fire sexy ass songs when you hear her, that voice and shit. Like, just all around everything. That's why she is the entertainer.
The entertainer.
That Cedric ain't got shit on you.
Right, because I'm Neva the, and he didn't understand. I mean, I respect said he said, but when I say the entertainer, I mean all of the above.
You do know? Everything.
I do everything. You feel me?
Shit, matter of fact, you even get their chakras aligned while they listen to a song and eat a good ass dinner. What?
I can help you meditate all that.
See what I'm saying? And all right, y'all. I'm gonna cut it here. This has been episode number 63.5 of the I'm Not a Thing Because You Drunk I Am podcast. My name is Kat, and we'll catch y'all next time.
Body, cheek to cheek, soul for moment. MCE. Yeah.
City era.
In the morning, breakfast in here while you're yawning, screaming for mercy when you go in. In the morning, yeah, want you to fuck me in the morning. Can you fill me up? Wake me up to wood and some Folgers in my cup in the morning. You got me high, you got me floating, yeah. Skin to skin, daddy, I'm your baby. Grab my neck, it drives me crazy. Take your time, baby, I don't mind. Long as you get yours after I get mine, then I'll be alright. You do me good, you do me just fine. Henny and coffee, don't forget the cream. When you fuck me in the morning, breakfast in here while you yawning. For mercy when you go in the morning, yeah. Want you to fuck me in the morning. Can you fill me up? Wake me up to Henny and some Folgers in my cup in the morning. You got me high, you got me floating, yeah. And you're just my type. Dark skin, you're just so fine. Got chills going down my spine and you got me going hella wild, man. I love it when we do it. You really make me lose it. Daddy, you know just what you're doing.
No
need to show improvement, yeah. And you're just my type. Dark skin, you're just so fine. Got chills going down my spine. And you got me going hella wild, man. I love it when we do it. You really make me lose it. Daddy, you know just what you're doing.
Oh my God.
No need to show improvement, yeah. When you fuck me in the morning, break in here while you yawning. Screaming for mercy when you go in the morning, yeah. Want you to fuck me in the morning. Can you fill me up? Wake me up to Henny and some Bojas in my cup in the morning. You got me high, you got me flying.